I came back from New Zealand and had to quarantine for a couple of weeks. So I was like, oh, I'll get TikTok and have a look through. And I started, like, really enjoying it, and then found it an easy way to sort of edit your own videos, and it sort of took off from there.
And these videos, they are sort of depicting little slices of life out on the sheep farm at Brookton there, aren't they? Tell us about what's in the videos.
Some of them are just little snippets of Blue, my dog, doing funny things, I guess, like jumping over a fence or playing with the lambs. I've got some that I've put together of at lambing time, so the process of having to catch lamb and pull them out. Ones of just explaining a bit about sheep and what we do and why we do what we do.
Could you explain to us what TikTok actually is?
So TikTok is a social media app, and it's used by all kinds of people. There's comedians that use it for their skits, or motivational people, people that like doing dance routines and trends through that. One of my favourites is the little small businesses showing their process of making their awesome creations. It's just connecting with an audience, I guess.
It's very popular with young people in particular, isn't it?
Yes, seems to be. But also find there are a lot of older people getting into it now. But yeah, a lot of young people. So it's good to connect with them and show them a bit of agriculture and what we do.
Now, I'm not an expert on TikTok, but in my limited experience, it seems to be a lot of people dancing to music. However, your videos are quite a departure, aren't they, from the usual TikTok content? Is that right?
There's definitely no dancing ones in mine. Or I did make one with, I was dancing with my lambs. But yeah, it's very different. But I'm finding that there's more and more people in the agriculture industry getting into it and showing their little slice, and I love seeing people from different countries and their way of doing things. I think it's awesome.
So what's been the response to your videos? Because I've been told that a couple of them have really gone viral.
Mostly positive. I've had the odd vegan or activist comments, but I think it's a good way of engaging and creating conversations with people. You're always going to get negative no matter what you post, but I haven't really had too many problems.
What's been your most popular video so far?
It was a drafting one. It was at tailing time, and I was just taking off the lambs from the ewes. So it's just a little 15-second video, and you can put music to the background and stuff. And the music that I chose was, like, the lyrics went along, Rock Your Body. One of the lambs nicked himself a little bit, so it ended up getting a lot of comments.
So how many views does that one have?
3.1 million.
Is that big in TikTok world?
I guess so, yeah.
So what are you hoping to achieve with all this?
Just showing people our side of the story and agriculture and the things that we do, why we do them. A lot of people have lost that connection. When I was younger, you had more school excursions, or you had family friends in the country, and you got to see that sort of thing. There's not really that anymore, and it's just a way of bridging the gap and showing people, because a lot, like you said, a lot of young people are on TikTok and they just get to see the great farming lifestyle.
What does your employer think of this?
Oh, he's very supportive. He knows that we've got to get our message out there, or we've got to show people our side of the things, and he thinks it's great.